We think of pawn shops as the last stop for people who are desperate for cash, hawk your wedding ring or your guitar for a quick and easy loan. Now there's a new breed of pawn shops out there that cater to the rich. Ashley Milne-Tight from our Planet Money team reports.
Reggie Huck is a model and actor who lives in New York. He's been in cop shows.
Freeze! Let me see your hands, right now!
He's been in soap operas, playing a cop.
Sorry to be a buzzkill, but you're under arrest.
On paper, his finances look good. He owns some buildings in Philadelphia. He has a stake in a family business. He has plenty of assets. But that wealth didn't help him when he was finishing up production on his first movie.
I needed to raise around $75,000 very quickly. And I didn't have the cash to throw into it.
It's a romantic comedy set in Brooklyn. He needed to do reshoots, pay for some music, all before the deadline to enter this year's film festivals. So he looks around. He does not have the money in his bank account. He does not want to sell his real estate. He doesn't have time to apply for a loan.
I needed the money literally within a week.
A friend told him about a guy.
My name is Baba Blumpkin. I work for New York Loan Company.
The sign outside says Pawn Shop to the Stars. It is not dark. It is not seedy. It's an office building in New York's Diamond District with plush carpeting and a display case filled with jewels. This is where Reggie Huck showed up carrying two of his most portable prized possessions, watches, a Patek Philippe and a Rolex. Together, they're worth about $200,000.
I brought those in. I'm sweating now talking about it. I brought them in and, they assessed them. And
they offered $75,000, with a catch, of course. This is a high-interest loan, 48% a year. That works out to almost $3,000 a month in interest. Reggie took the deal.
I needed to finish this film.
A few months later, he paid off the loan and got his watches back. Baba Blumkin says this is a pretty typical transaction for a high-end pawn shop. He used to work in their sister store, Beverly Loan, in Beverly Hills. He says wealthy people, stars, they're just like us. Even with all the real estate and stocks and bonds and jewelry, sometimes there's no liquid cash at the end of the month. He's given loans on diamond necklaces, rare paintings, Chagalls, Monets, gold statuettes.
Probably the most interesting piece of entertainment memorabilia I've ever done was an Academy Award to one of the most iconic movies of all time.
Which film?
A good one.
He is discreet. As for what drives the rich to desperate measures, I spoke to one guy who had his kids' tuition bills arrive at once, Harvard and Columbia. He pawned a Picasso sketch. But these days, the high-end pawn shops are seeing a lot of business people. It's been harder for small businesses to get loans. And at a pawn shop, there's no credit check. So you're not leaving a paper trail. No one else has to know you're in a bind. Deborah Johnson ran a consulting business in New York until recently. Last year, some of her clients stopped paying her.
I was running out of money and I was just like, okay, Deborah, now is the time for action. And I needed extra cash to just make sure that I could keep a roof over my head and maintain my credit.
She didn't even have to know a guy. She saw an ad on TV for another high-end pawn shop.
Introducing Borrow, the new way to secure a loan. Borrow money using assets you already own, like luxury watches, jewelry, art, cars, antiques.
She had two watches. She brought them to Borrow's offices in Manhattan. Her loan offer was about $6,500. Johnson says everyone was nice, very professional. But no matter how high-end the experience, it was hard knowing it had come to this.
I don't know that I'm capable of putting words to the fear and the terror because it just feels like everything is coming crashing down.
She doesn't know if she'll be able to pay back the loan and ever see her watches again. And this is where a high-end pawn shop is the exact same as a pawn shop on the corner. If you don't pay back the loan, your item will be sold. At New York Loan, Baba Blumkin shows me a beautiful diamond necklace from the early 60s, the kind Elizabeth Taylor might have coveted.
Would retail for over $100,000, and we would sell it for $65,000.
Perfect for walking the red carpet, and should the buyer fall on hard times, they could always bring it back for cash. Ashley Milne-Tight, NPR News.